Now we've got an update on a story that we brought you last month. Major Michelle Spencer of the U.S. Army Reserve was deployed to Iraq more than a year ago. While stationed in Baghdad, she was a medic training officer, and off-duty, she taught power yoga classes. Last week, Michelle returned home to Gainesville, Florida, and this Sunday she'll spend Mother's Day with her two sons, Miguel and Clayton. Welcome back, Michelle.
Thank you, Farai. How are you?
I'm doing great. I really enjoyed talking to you last time. And tell me about what it's like to be away from your family, from your children for so long.
Well, Miguel is a college freshman who just finished his first year at the University of Florida National Championship football team. And then 15-year-old Clayton, he's a sophomore at P.K. Young. They have been my heroes. And without them doing what they needed to do, I know I could not have been the strong mother, the strong soldier that I needed to be to serve my country.
Now, when you think about the choices that you've made, do you have any regrets about being someone who has spent so much time away? And I know it sounds as if you've got a great family, but did you ever think while you were in Iraq, you know what, I don't know if I can do this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, though this is my 21st year, and I ask myself, can I do it another day? There's so much that I have missed because I have chosen to serve. But there were so many times, Farai, that I'm like, is this worth it? Can I just be a suburban mom?
Well, let me ask you this. When you came home, and you saw your sons again for the first time in months, what was the first thing that you did that was just like, okay, I'm mom?
They had flowers for me at the airport, and then Clay wanted me to take them to school the very next morning. One of the first things, of course, that I really, really wanted was just to take a bath. And it is true about the stress and the transition because I was in Walmart and I could not decide of what type of detergent. I felt like I was having an anxiety attack. And so those everything things of making breakfast or going to the grocery store is sensory overload because we haven't had to make those decisions. You know, even though we may have had to make...
You've had to make some very tough decisions, but not those kind of decisions.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
why don't you bring Clayton on the line?
Okay, hold on. Here's Clayton.
Hello?
How you doing?
Oh, good.
So, why'd you make your mom drive you to school?
I missed her taking me to school, so.
Tell me what it meant for you to miss your mom.
Like my mom, man, she ain't no grown-up. She like a kid herself. You can chill with her. You can say anything to her. So, like, I can reflect to her like that. Man, it's like missed them emotionally. Like, she just saying, like, my mom, she's like my best friend and all that. Always been there for me. Just kept a picture with her every day with me in my wallet. So I know that she's with me every time. Even though she ain't with me.
This Mother's Day you have together, you got any plans?
We're going to keep that a surprise.
Ah, that's good. Well, is your mom there? Michelle, you there?
Right.
What is your feeling about the possibility of you being called up again? You're still on active duty. And I understand that as long as you are on active duty, there's at least a chance of that. Are you afraid on any level?
I'm continuing my active duty service and leaving my children again, unfortunately, come July, because I've accepted a position in Virginia with the Wounded Warrior and Family Program. And that program is to advocate and assist family members through their transition for injured or ill to get them with the proper resources to help them through medical issues, financial, employment, whatever else. So, yes, I am afraid to – let me temper that. No, I'm afraid. I do not want to go back there anytime soon. I really want to spend some time with my boys. And it's fun to be so proud of your children. And this is the best Mother's Day. To be able to be home, share it with them at any given time, to be able to see my boys grow up, and we are working together so we can be as a family. And strong families build strong nations.
Well, that's a great way to look at all of it. And Michelle Spencer, Major Spencer, thank you.
Thank you, Farai.
And Clayton, Thank you, too.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure, man.
So have a great Mother's Day, folks.
Thank you.
Michelle Spencer is a major in the United States Army Reserve. She just returned home after serving a year in Iraq. We also heard from her 15-year-old son, Clayton Carradine. Michelle plans to spend this Mother's Day with her sons, Miguel and Clayton, in Gainesville, Florida. You can hear our first interview with Major Michelle Spencer at our website, npr.org/newsandnotes.